Welcome into a Cornhusker conversation presented by Woodhouse. I'm Jessica Cootie and excited to be joined by one of the stars of Nebraska men's basketball, Price Sanford. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
What has it been like being a Husker? You seem to be having a lot of fun.
Yeah, I sure am. It's a lot of fun when you're winning for sure. And it's been a dream season. So it's hope to keep this going.
What do you feel like has been the most important aspect to what you guys have done to start off 15-0, with the approach and not getting too caught up in any game? What's been so important that you guys have done to be able to allow for this?
Yeah, I think it's really playing both sides of the ball. You know, we worked really hard in the offseason on the defensive side of things and making sure we're all on the same page, and we've done a really good job, and that's credit to us and to our coaches and to Nate Lenzer as well, who runs our defense, and then obviously on the offensive side, Coach Fred is all over that, and we've been playing really well there too.
Speaking of defense, what was it like when you were first learning this system and what Nate Lenzer expects and demands?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's a very intense coach, but he's phenomenal at what he does. And you know, it was a lot different, completely new system from what I was used to. So it took me a while, and you know, it took me a couple months to really nail it down. And still learning new things every day based on who we're playing and different coverages and stuff. But it's been great, and it's been really fun being coached by him.
What are the challenges? What it makes it more of a challenge to learn?
It's really just completely different, like rotations. Like mm-hmm. It's being in different places when the ball's being driven somewhere. And that was the biggest thing for me, was just getting out of the mode I was in from my first 2 years on the defensive side and kind of breaking those habits and what our system was at Iowa. And so that was really just the main battle for me. But once I figured it out, it's been really good. So.
Why do you think it works so well?
I think it works because it's 5-on-1. You know, mm-hmm. You need really good communication, and I think that we have that, and we continue to work on that. Everybody working as one, 5-on-1 is what we say. It's been great for us.
Just the chemistry is evident with this group. What is that like as a player to be a part of a team that is just so connected and seems to be on a string a lot of times?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's really hard to come by these days with the transfer portal. We brought in a ton of different guys, and I've never played with anybody on this team before, obviously. So, getting that flow together throughout the summer and fall was big for us. And as everybody can see, we play really, really well together, and everybody's so unselfish. It makes it really fun to play.
Why do you think it's that way with this team? Because you guys seem to identify very quickly who has the hot hand, and let's keep feeding that guy.
Yeah, I've said it before. It's just the unselfishness. Everybody just wants to win on this team, and that makes it a lot more fun when nobody really cares who gets the credit. As long as we win, nobody really says anything. Nobody's going to complain about not getting shots or anything like that. And I think that's been a main part of our success as well this year.
One guy you seem to play really well with, and I talked to him about this after the game against Michigan State, but Sam Hoiberg, you guys seem to have a really tight chemistry. How is it playing with him, and what is it about that chemistry?
Yeah, it's amazing playing with him. You know, he's a really good passer. You know, he always puts it right in the pocket, and it's something we worked on working out together before in the offseason. And, he's the ultimate glue guy, so it's really fun to play with him. He's always on the floor. He's always making those dirty plays and getting on the floor and all that. So it's been great.
Seems to have rubbed off on you. You're a guy diving on the floor at brunch now.
Yeah, I've always prided myself in that, actually. It's something I'm not really known by because I just shoot the ball. But, I'll definitely dive on the floor. And, Coach Lenzer is all over that too. So he's always telling us to get on the floor first, and that's kind of been instilled in all of our minds.
Going back to the passing with Sam and getting it in that pocket, you already have such a quick release. How much more effective does that make you when you get it right where you need it and you can just let it fly?
Yeah, it's a huge thing, not only where the ball is placed, but the spin on the ball. If it's on the laces or it's with the laces, and Sam knows that. We've talked about it before. Where the ball is, like based on the laces, is a big part in like shooting. Nobody really realizes that, but. He's really good at making sure it gets there. So
coming in, I think a lot of people just kind of tagged you as a shooter, right? Mm-hmm. And probably have been your whole life, just because you shoot it so well and it's easy to do that. But I think we've seen way more elements evolve this year as your game. Did you feel like that these have always been something that you've been able to do? It's just being showcased more, or is it something that has grown since you've been here?
I think it's a little bit of both. I've talked about it before. Coach Fred and Coach Nate knew what they recruited me out of high school. They've known me for a very long time, and they kind of know what I can do. I was starting to showcase that more last year before I transferred, but just kind of getting back to who I am, and that's a big part of confidence. So having that confidence to know I can do it, and that's a main part for me, and I've been able to do that well this year.
And then just in terms of just getting to the rim and making things happen off the bounce, how does Fred and this coaching staff develop that when you're already good at it, but how do they elevate it, I guess?
Yeah. I mean, they give me a lot of pointers when I'm in there, playing off of 2 feet's a big part of it. We're going to have shooters on the outside. So there's going to be those lanes to drive. And it's important to know when to drive and kick and when to drive and, go finish, go play off two. And those occasional 1 foot finishes as well. It's been something I've learned from.
How about the rebounding? You've been a board beast this year too. A couple of different times you've led the team in rebounding. How important has that been for your game this year?
Yeah, Coach Nate, he's been drilling me about it all summer and fall, and as the season's gone on as well, to continue rebounding. And I knew that it was going to be a big jump for me. I needed to have a big jump in that, and doing that would really help out the team and rebounding as well. And I've had a couple down games in rebounding, and I've had a couple good games, and so I need to continue to work on that and be more consistent. But it's been a lot better this year.
What goes into being a better, more efficient, more effective rebounder, I guess?
It's really just a mindset, I think. Obviously there's a part of boxing out, but at the end of the day, it's just going to pursue the ball. If you really are pursuing that ball, then you're going to get a lot of rebounds. So getting in that mindset for me was big.
It's been well documented. You and your brother attended Fred Hoiberg camps at Iowa State. What do you remember? What impacted you so much as a young player going to coaches' camps at that age?
It was amazing. It was the highlight of our year every year. And me and my friends and Peyton would always go up there to the camp. And Coach Lenzer was there for the last couple of years as well. So I always knew he was going to be a very vocal guy. He's the same way in camp. I remember kind of just idolizing Fred, and whenever he walked over, and if you talk to you, it's like, wow, this is like the best day of my life. So it was awesome going to those camps, and very competitive camps. I remember, there's a lot of good memories at that camp, and I definitely cried a lot as a kid because I was so competitive, and but I remember the Hoibergs as well, Sam and Charlie. They were like celebrities out there at the camp. So, it was a great time and great memories.
You cried because you lost in some of the competitions?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And Peyton got traded 1 year. And it's actually a funny story. Me and Peyton on the same team. I think it was me, Peyton, and Charlie. We're on the same team, and we were too good, so they were going to trade Peyton away, and I started crying because he got traded away, and so Charlie stepped in for his place, and so I don't think Charlie was very happy about it, but we still laugh about that today. So
that's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh man! So when the time came around, you're recruited. How hard was it to tell Fred no the first time?
Oh, it was one of the hardest things I've ever done. Telling him and Coach Nate no was really tough. But it made it that much easier when I was in the portal and had to make a decision. It was like, I think this is just best for me in my career, and I want to do something special here. So
in this day and age, how valuable are those kinds of relationships and bonds that are genuine like that, that when you can, I guess, put your trust in someone that you have that kind of, bond I guess relationship with it goes back so far.
It was, it made it a lot easier. Obviously knowing them from high school and from when I was a kid, and when I committed to Iowa, we ended on good terms. Nobody was giving me crap or anything like that. So when it opened back up and they were calling me again, it was great talking to them. And it definitely made the decision a lot easier.
So then, what was it like when you get in the gym with Coach Hoiberg again, and you're sitting in the huddles with him, and he's coaching you up?
Yeah, it's at first it was definitely a little weird and exciting, but I'd say I'm used to it now. But it's amazing being coached by him and Coach Nate and all of our coaches, and it's really just been a special year.
Also, take us into when he's drawn up the plays. I mean, how genius, what level of genius is he when he's drawn up those inbounds plays or plays to get you guys open?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, everybody sees how many open looks I get. And, you know, then you go back and watch the film. It's like, wow, this is just an incredible set or incredible action that he's running to get me open. So he really knows what he's doing. And that's that was a big part of my decision, is I knew how, you know, good of a basketball mind he had, and especially for wings, being a wing in the NBA, and how to get shooters open. And, you know, it's a big credit to my teammates as well for, you know, finding me in those situations and going to screen. And, you know, Rink's one of the best screeners I've ever played with. He probably is the best screener I've ever played with. But, yeah, big credit to my teammates and coaches.
What makes a good screener or the best screener you ever played with?
I really don't know if it's, you know, he's obviously a really physical dude. You know, he's not going to shy away from the contact. So he's going to go hit him and get me open. And, you know, that goes back to the unselfishness part. Like, everybody wants each other to do well and succeed, and, you know, Rink's right there with him.
He's a pretty good passer too, right?
An incredible passer, yeah. Sometimes catches me off guard with how good his passes are.
Got to always look alive with Rink.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Okay, so you were an opponent inside Pinnacle Bank Arena. Yep. What's it like now being on the right side of the bench and having the crowd cheer for you, I guess?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, I think it's the best fan base in college basketball. It's an incredible atmosphere, and you know, that Michigan State game was unbelievable, even though I didn't, you know, get to play as many minutes as I usually do with the foul trouble. But, yeah, it's an incredible fan base and the amount of support they've showed us and showed me, and it's amazing.
You're not typically a big fouler, right?
I know. I invented foul trouble, like, all year, and then I just foul out. I don't think I fouled out in, like, 6 years. I don't remember the last time I fouled out, yeah. So.
But you still come in right off the bench, and I got to imagine it's hard not being in a rhythm. How are you able to do that when you can just still come in and knock one down when you're kind of cold?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to say it's from my experience in my first 2 years coming off the bench, you know, especially my freshman year. I really never knew when I was going to go in, so I always had to be ready to go, and I think that taught me a lot. And you know, so that helped me out. You know, I didn't shoot it great versus Michigan State, but got some to go even when I was sitting for a long time. So, yeah.
We've talked a lot about this team is unselfish. There's a lot of different guys that can score, but what has it been like for you carrying more of that load, being more in that role where this team needs for you to provide that?
Yeah, it's something I was preparing for in the off season a lot. You know, when I was being recruited here, they told me that I was going to have to be that guy and I just have to be consistent. And so that was something I worked on really hard. And, you know, I'm still working on being more consistent as a shooter and consistent overall as a player. But, you know, I feel like I'm getting better at it as the season goes on.
Talk about coming off the bench. How about Braden Frager and the spark he's provided you guys?
Yeah, he's been amazing. You know, he's made some big plays yesterday for us, really, really willed us to that win there at the end. And, you know, he's been amazing. He's just going to continue to get better.
Okay, so from the outside, everybody's all in on Nebraska basketball. You're getting all this notoriety, the national coverage, all of that. But what's the mindset in the locker room? Because as good as you guys have been, you guys are not satisfied, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that goes into our experience. You know, we're a pretty old team. We've been through college basketball. We know the ups and downs of it. And we know, like, right when stuff's going to go wrong, the whole country's going to turn on us. And so we're trying to just stay locked in on our inner circle and taking one game at a time, being prepared, taking every practice, you know, practicing super hard like we did in the off season, and, you know, and not getting too high, not getting too low, staying at a medium. So
does it make you even hungrier too, just seeing, hey, look what we've done and we haven't even tapped into our full potential?
Yeah, for sure. We've talked about it before. We still don't think we've played a complete game. You know, yesterday was probably our worst game we've played, and we still found a way to win. And that's what you have to do to be an elite team in this league and in the country. So getting that win yesterday felt really good.
How do you balance, hey, the appreciation of what we've done up until this point and the support that we're getting, but also we got a long ways to go?
Yeah, you know, after a big win like that, I think it's good to, you know, kind of enjoy it and celebrate. But, you know, right when that next day hits and it's prep time for the next game, it's time to flip the switch and, you know, move past that game and, you know, go at it with we're an 0-0, we're in 0-0 mindset. So taking that into every game is big for us.
Great stuff. Appreciate your time. Congratulations on the start. And how about we keep it rolling?
Yeah, let's do it. Thanks for having me.
Price Sanford here with us on our Cornhusker Conversation presented by Woodhouse. Woodhouse has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Nebraska Athletics.